This had just become a political matter rather than a jurisdictional one. Granted, the entire day had been heading that direction like a galloping stagecoach with no driver. He glanced at Marcy, who nodded. He should take the lead here. He stepped forward to meet the Lord Mayor of Bilming, Lord Gavien Trone, a man that Wax had encountered on several occasions now, each more repulsive than the last. And that was saying something, since at their first interaction, Entrone had insulted Steris to her face. Gave had come up in the world, outgrowing his hometown of New Siren. 2 years ago, he'd landed in Bilming, at the very center of Outer City's politics, and had somehow proven himself to be the exact sort of person they wanted standing up to tyrannical Elendil. Today he was dressed in formal wear and even checked his cufflinks as they entered, no doubt to show off the sparkling diamonds set into the wood. Slicked back black hair, a chin you could use to cut the tops off tin cans, and of course his characteristic smug smile. Lord Mayor of Bilming was an important position, probably the most important one outside of Elendil, which meant Wax had to be careful not to insult him. This would be a delicate conversation.
Oi!
Wayne sat up.
Hey, Wax! Somebody done sewn a sack of dicks together and made a person! It's even walking!
The room fell silent.
Are you going to apologize for that, Ladrian?
Wayne heaved himself to his feet.
It's Gavien Trone. Sorry, Lord Mayor. I mistook you for something else. Though the resemblance, it's downright uncanny it is.
Wayne?
Yeah, boss?
Please stop helping.
Got it.
Wax's and Entrone's eyes locked. Wax was certain the man had ties to the Set. A partial explanation for his exceptional rise through Outer City's politics.
So, here we are. Waxillium Ladrian, the great lawman of the Ruffs, involved in an illegal operation in my city.
We have jurisdiction here, by the code.
Code 17 of the United Justice Act. We repealed that, you recall, 3 months ago.
You can't repeal it. You don't have the authority.
We don't have the authority to have a say in the policing of our own city? Why, that is an arrogant thing to assert. Wouldn't you say, Captain Blantock?
It's technically true, Lord Mayor.
Technically, one of those dirty maskers from the South could pass a law saying they have jurisdiction here. But what right would they have? They aren't one of our kind.
I see what you're doing, Entrone.
Do you truly appreciate how delicious this is? You worked so hard to prevent that stupid bill from passing, and yet here you are, in my hands. By our laws, you're a criminal, in violation of a dozen different codes. Your only fallback is to ignore our authority, the very thing you have spent months arguing that we deserve. I have you, Ladrian. You're mine.
The governor will never stand for this.
Obviously, that was what Entrone wanted. He wanted Wax to go crawling back to Elendil for a pardon. And the supremacy bill? Well, by insisting Elendil had authority to override local authority, Wax would prove himself a hypocrite. That would give more fuel to the war between Elendil and the Outer Cities, exactly what this man wanted. Entrone smiled. Showing no teeth, just two smug lips that would look so much better split and bloodied. Wax restrained himself with effort.
Rowan, I hate this man.
Vendel stood up.
Perhaps you might be willing to listen to a higher authority, Lord Mayor.
The Chondra made his skin turn fully transparent, showing the bones underneath. The skull behind his face cracked and stuck together with sinew. It was an eerie sight, particularly since Vendel chose to leave the eyeballs normal, and they seemed to float in the jelly that his face had become.
Ah, one of the puppets. Look at how it tries to frighten us, Captain Blantock.
Yes. I'm an emissary and representative of Harmony.
I'm not Pathian. Why should I care?
About God?
Not my God. My God is industry, progress, and the indomitability of the human soul. not some priest who managed to slurp up some juice left by a long-dead entity. Oh, look, Captain Blantock. It pretends to be shocked by my words.
He doesn't pretend. Vendel is a person like any of us, merely a little more malleable.
Oh, Ladrian.
Entrone had the audacity to pat Wax on the arm.
So easily fooled. Chondra are animals, puppets. Why, they aren't even really alive. They're mistwraiths, pretending to be people, and I fail to see how I'm to be intimidated by a talking piece of slime that...
He trailed off as he noticed that Wayne subtly had edged up close to him.
A piece of slime that...
Keep going. Keep insulting my friends. Do it.
And Trone backed away, looking thoroughly unnerved.
You have 1 hour until I formally announce we're pressing charges. Either break out of here and perhaps shoot officers of the law, or call your governor and beg for his help. I'm having a radio box delivered to you.
He retreated in a rush, trying to watch Wayne at the same time. He ended up leaving Blantock behind.
What a knob.
I apologize. I'm afraid I had no choice but to call him.
It's fine, Blantock. But you must understand, you can't throw us in prison. Not without risking the fate of the entire basin. Please, listen.
I'll see if I can work something out.
Blantock glanced over her shoulder and into the constabulary office.
But this is out of my hands now, Colmes. Next time, contact us before you run an operation in our city.
She withdrew, shutting the door, which had a small viewing window at the top. A moment later, a guard delivered a radio box, then lingered outside to keep an eye on them. Wax turned to the others. He wasn't about to trust a radio delivered into his hands by an enemy. Vendel's skin had returned to normal shades. The Chondra hesitated, then glanced at Wayne.
Did you mean what you said? Am I actually your friend?
Sure.
I mean, you're the stuck-up one that we make fun of, but every crew needs one of those.
He pointed at Wax, then Marisi, then Vendel.
Mine has 3. 5 if you include Steris, since she counts for 2. But you can never have too many.
I see.
Vendel scratched the side of his head.
Point is, we can make fun of you because we like you. That's how it works. Anybody else does it, we ram a dueling cane up a part of them that I can't mention because I'm working on my language.
You are?
Yep. Renette keeps saying that I need to watch what I say because there might be children around. Which is real strange, don't you think? Children are the ones who won't understand what I'm saying anyway. So why care if they hear?
Wax turned to the door, his mind racing, trying to think of a way out of the current situation. But a part of him realized it was no use. He could walk out of here and ignore Entrone, but that would add another piece of wood to the fire, stoking civil war. Beyond that, could he continue to investigate in the city without being hounded by constables at every step?
How does the bomb factor into this? The talk of Ash Falls, my sister, what's really going on?
He might have a way to find answers. He felt inside his belt, which he'd recovered and refilled from his ammo stash, the large duffel he'd brought and hidden on top of a building. In his belt pouch, alongside the metal vials, he felt the earring Harmony had given him. And the other one, made of trellium. Damn it. He was going to have to at least try. He pulled the trellium earring out and slipped it into his ear. He felt a jolt and a disconnect, like the coach he was riding in had hit a bump, different from when he talked to Harmony. Then he felt drawn toward something powerful. A vibration ran through him, forceful, violent. The room was fuzzing around him. Immediately, a familiar voice pierced his mind like a spike to the brain.
Faster. I need this to work.
He was hearing his sister speak. He thought he could sense some of her surroundings. She was outside.
Our time runs thin. The backup delivery device is too obvious, too easy to stop. I need the primary working. I sense something.
She stepped to the side.
Out with it. We fought my brother. I know that part already. Oh, wait. Waxillium. Is that you? Ah, it is. I can sense you. Found yourself a trillium earring, did you? Clever. Your idea? Or was it that god of yours?
Hello, Telson.
No use trying to lie. She could feel him as clearly as he felt her. He tried to summon some familial emotion, but right now he felt only haunted by that voice. It was an echo from a long-lost time, a time he'd left behind, but which wouldn't leave him.
Telson, what are you doing?
What needs to be done, brother, as always.
I...
What could he say? All of his objections felt hollow.
You'll get millions killed?
6 years ago, she'd been willing to let her own people die to achieve her goals. She wouldn't care about the people of Ellendale.
You'll betray our people?
She'd been willing to betray him.
You're playing with forces beyond your control.
That was the sort of thing she liked, always dancing closer to the flame. What did he hope to accomplish? He should have thought this through. He knew better than to walk into the enemy's den without a plan.
Wax. Still pretending, aren't you? Telling yourself that you're the hero? Where was that hero when our family needed him? Off playing in the roughs, running from real responsibility. I'll tell you what I'm doing, what needs to be done. This world and everyone on it is doomed unless I intervene. The same way I had to step up and lead after you ran off. You aren't the hero, Waxillium. You never were. You ran away like a child who can't stand the rules of the game.
He pulled the earring out. Rusts. All these years later, and she could still get to him. That had been a terrible idea.
At least I know she's actually what Harmony said. Some kind of avatar for the enemy. And she's tense, urgent. She's on a deadline. She's worried because I'm here in the city.
He considered what she'd been saying about a primary delivery device and a backup. He looked around the room, but the others didn't seem to have noticed what he'd done. They were lost in their own thoughts or problems, all but Vendel, who watched him keenly. Wax wiped his brow with his hand.
You mentioned help from Harmony?
It's close.
Vendel turned, glancing at the door.
Oh, rather, I should say... It's here. See for yourself.
Frowning, Wax stepped up to the door and peered through the observation window. The guard was staring toward the front doors of the building, where death had arrived.